Hi, this is a dictation for Charles Lovejoy, CharlesLovejoy. Charles Lovejoy, date of birth is 4/23/1979, date of service 2/9/2022, date of accident is 10/6/2020. Mr. Charles Lovejoy is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was originally involved in an automobile accident on 10/6/2022, where his car was completely totaled and was T-bone on passenger side, and he was a restaurant driver. This caused multiple episodes of headaches and TBI symptoms like loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of equilibrium, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back primarily. These pains have continued all along with radiation to left leg posteriorly and left arm posteriorly. And the patient has been following up and undergoing physical therapy and all the treatments. At this time, patient wants to avoid surgery, and he has had 5 epidural injections and 2 sacroiliac joint injections. His pain in the middle of the back at the L3-4-5-S1 area is minimal. His pain mostly is in the left sacroiliac joint, where he points out for the severe pain. So it appears that his he has a healing and a improvement in the LS spine. And so the MRIs were reviewed. There is a herniated disc at L4, L5 only, leading to left neural foramen narrowing. And that has eventually healed up. In the cervical spine MRI, there is a herniated disc at C6-7, leading to left neural foramen narrowing. And his pain in the neck is also quite minimal. In addition, patient has issues at T3, T4, T5, T6, T6-7 disc herniation. And he does complain of pain in the middle of the back at this level. His MRIs for brain were completely normal, and he has done therapy, and he's otherwise quite satisfied with his life. The pains are now minimal. In the neck, it is 3, and in the lower back, it is 4. At the left sacroiliac joint inject area, it is 7. And it is worse after therapy and lifting weight, or he's otherwise incredibly following up all the information. The patient reports that his ADLs are affected 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he has a 40% improvement overall in the symptoms since the time of accident. His ADLs that are affected mainly is work, which is 10. The rest of them are not significantly affected at this time. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych that he's suffering from currently as a difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, anxiety, depression, and chronic fatigue, but denies any headache, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, no double vision, no blackouts. There's no lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient has a severe stiffness in the shoulder, and neck stiffness and lower back stiffness associated with pain in the lower back, shoulder, neck, and mid back and upper back, and severe difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has improved, and there are no changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol number 3. And plan of the substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 156/107, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 100, The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 01-04-2022, dictation number 0105-058. With the following changes in the range of motions of the musculoskeletal examination has minor changes to be reported, and they are the range of motion. Oh, first of all, the spine tenderness is not present at L5S1, and only mild tenderness is present in the left sacroiliac joint. And paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness is not present, no hypertonicity. The range of cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 65. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. The testing for the spine in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, the distraction test is negative, Hoshoto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, and Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, Davinsky sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, only the left sacroiliac joint is tender and mildly, and standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test is positive on the left sacroiliac joint only, Gonsalon test is positive on the left sacroiliac joint only. And in the extremities examination, they're all completely normal with no positive finding. Peripheral pulsation is normal, neural sensations are intact, reflexes are normal, motor power is normal, the gait is normal, diagnosis remains the same from the previous visit, and his shoulders have improved also. The plan of care is to continue the gentleman on physical therapy at 3 times per week still, and it will be reduced to once a week from next month onward. The patient's maps have been reviewed and labs have been reviewed. He's provided Tylenol with codeine number 3. Every 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets are provided. His maps have been reviewed as well, and he will continue on the maintenance medications, which are naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, and melatonin. His visit will be in 30 days' time. He'll be scheduled for a left sacroiliac joint injection in next couple days. He also has been referred to a spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna, for help with the consultation regarding a possibility of surgical evaluation. So far, he has not been interested. He has not made up his mind. But we have already faxed the information to the doctor. If the patient chooses to seek this appointment for a feasibility of surgery, he is most welcome. But personally, patient doesn't want to go for surgery. Regarding his TESI and CESI is on hold because the pains are mild to moderate, usually 3 or 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and we are hoping to avoid further injections. Other than that, patient is stable and no other changes in the treatment protocol is there.